This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's a Friday morning. What the hell happened there to the music? It just died.
Take two.
No, it's all right. We're all good. Hey, listen. Yesterday, we were all like obsessed with that video, that woman who took a shit in the coffee shop.
I mean, I don't know if I would say I was obsessed.
I think you might have been.
I was angry.
You thought it was revolting, which is obviously the decent reaction. I thought it was hilarious.
I really wanted that woman to get beaten up by someone for that behavior.
Well, listen, it happened. Guess where in the world it happened? Because I had to find out more. I mean, I was never going to leave this to... Just in case you don't know what we're talking about, perhaps you've seen it. It gets passed around on WhatsApp. And you know how these things go viral. It doesn't take very long for people to figure out, like, this is funny, and they pass it on to their friends. Mm. Especially if you're on a group or two on WhatsApp, you've got it already.
And it was also doing the rounds on social media, so right. You would have seen it there.
So this thing shows a woman who goes into a coffee shop. It's apparently a place called Tom Robbins or something.
Okay.
And she is furious with the cashier at the counter at the shop, and there's a CCTV camera that's on her, and it captures her shouting and gesticulating wildly and like throwing her arms around. And she's this thin kind of, she looks like a soccer mom. So she's a white girl from, guess where, Canada.
Oh my word!
Yeah, Langley in British Columbia in Canada. It's near Vancouver.
Sure. Okay.
So what happens is, apparently the story goes that she's well known to the people at this shop, and they don't like her because she's clearly, I mean, anyone who's prepared to do what she did, she's clearly insane.
Sure.
So what happens is she's desperate to use the loo.
Oh, okay.
And this shop has a specific rule that if you're not a paying customer at that time, you can't just come in and use the loo.
Okay.
So she's got some kind of problem. And she desperately needs to obviously take an enormous dump in the coffee shop's bathroom. They won't let her. The guy behind the counter, shame, he's really trying. I mean, he's not going to get close to her because she's getting violent. He says to her, ma'am, I can't get involved. Other customers are getting nervous,
yeah,
as you can imagine. So she grabs a pile of napkins.
Oof.
And she pulls down her pants and she shits right there in the passage of the coffee shop. And then she picks it up and she throws it at the guy behind the counter like an ape. And then throws these and wipes herself and then throws those at him as well. And then storms out of the place. Anyway, she was arrested.
Good.
Yeah. And they say in the article she is known to police. So in other words, she's done other stuff.
Okay.
She's a nutcase. There's probably some mental health issues or who knows. But yeah, I just think this is hilarious. And I've got to follow this story because everybody that I showed the video to yesterday is like, what the hell is this?
I mean, what would you do if a situation like that unfolded right before your eyes?
Imagine someone throwing a turd at you. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd just get the hell out of there. I would be so horrified.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's when I start throwing roundhouse kicks.
Right, I know. You said yesterday you would take her down.
I would take her down, but what I would do first is I'd grab her face and shove it in the poo.
That's like a dog when it shits somewhere.
Yes, I would right. Shove her face right into that first.
Right.
And then proceed to make her bleed.
Right. Well, there we go. See?
I'm going to gut you as a pig.
Okay, so she got arrested.
What if she had like retard strength and she beat you up?
No, I mean, she's a tiny woman. From what I saw, I could take her easy.
Yeah, you're not, easy. You're not so big yourself.
She's tinier. Take her down.
All right. Anyway, everybody was talking about this. I had to do a whole lot of research yesterday. It was so hilarious. So my buddy tells me that ENCA are doing this thing where they hire a politician every night this week to host shows.
I think it's a specific show in particular. I don't know what the name of the show is because, you know, I haven't been watching.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
What I've managed to piece together from social media is they've been getting politicians to come in this week to host a slot. So they sit in the news anchor's desk.
Oy, oy, oy.
And they basically become the presenter for that show.
I hope this has finally taught everybody how hard it is to actually host a TV show. Everybody thinks they can do this.
They started with Mbuyiseni Ndlozi this week of the EFF. Then I think Natasha Mazzoni from the DA also got a chance.
Yeah, she's fiery.
Last night it was UDM's General Bantu Holomisa.
Why do that to Bantu Holomisa?
Apparently he didn't get such good reviews.
Of course not.
And I think tonight they're getting some woman from the IFP. That's what I've managed to piece together. But if I'm wrong, please let me know.
It's going to be horrible. This is going to be terrible. First of all, it may be good for ratings. And I understand that that's even news networks have to do this. But this shoots their credibility. It really does. You're a news organization. So first of all, you shouldn't be fighting for ratings because it's beneath you. You're trying to be an objective news channel and people will not take you seriously if you have Bantu Holomisa hosting the news. I love Bantu Holomisa, don't get me wrong. He's a very adept politician. One of the few people in this country who's honest, trustworthy. In fact, he's the only politician that deserves your vote. Mbuyiseni might have been good because he's got a little flair and, you know.
Charisma.
But he's still not a news reader. I mean, Mubs, you did news on TV.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's not as easy as you'd think it is.
You got to go to correspondence here. There's nothing worse than they come back from a link and the stupid presenter's sitting there with this face full of like shock and awe and horror and they don't know. Or they're caught like talking to the producer or you know what. It's really hard to do. These guys are not professionals. I've done some TV. Trust me, it's really hard. It's not easy. Not everybody's cut out for it. Everybody thinks they're so good. You know, just give me a chance. If I get on TV, I'll be great. You'll be shit. Take my word for it. You'll be shit. Very few people deserve to be on TV and make it and have a long career. And to do this to politicians, first of all, it's not good for them. I don't see how this is going to help them. Second of all, I don't see how this is going to help the news channel with their reputation. ENCA already, a lot of people go, well, is this really news? I'm sorry. That's what people say.
Mm.
And then, you know, you've got like the People's Bay on a Monday, and you get this very, you know, incendiary woman from the DA. So she's hardcore. She's just terrifying, to be perfectly honest. If she walked into a place, I'd feel the same way as I would if Mikey Schultz walked in.
Oh, wow.
She's hardcore. She's very hardcore. And you got Bantu, who's, I mean, he looks so uncomfortable. Why do this to the guy?
Well, I mean, why did they agree is another question ask.
You know, politicians, they think anything that'll make them look more like normal people, because they're all psychopaths. If they could just look a little more normal like us and do normal stuff.
Mm.
Now, maybe they'll have an appreciation for when they're on the other side of the studio and being asked questions by a nervous TV presenter. Maybe they'll feel a little, you know? I don't know. Anyway, Ben, the reason Ben is so quiet this morning, he's hiding under the desk.
Yeah, is he going to come out?
He's a little traumatized. Ben, you know, it's been, I joked yesterday that the guy has very, very bad luck. He had a piece of wire as long as like a 9-inch nail.
Yeah.
All bent and twisted. And this went through his tire on, what was it, Wednesday morning?
Wednesday.
Poor Ben. So he had to catch an Uber in here, came in all sweaty and...
Yeah, well,
upset.
First he had to get off his bike and push it all the way back to his place.
And it's so cold.
Jeepers.
And this morning his geyser burst.
Oh.
But Gord is coming in a minute, and I want to introduce you to our intern on the show, who's just joined us this week, Dabi Seng. We'll get to meet her. Mubs, she's from the Free State.
My people.
So, you know, we're representing.
We are one.
Even though Justice has a real problem with the Free State, Justice Malala.
That's fine.
We are not listening to him.
No.
So we'll meet Dabi Seng just now. She's busy sorting out stuff in the office and getting to grips with her new job here. And Sia, of course, is dealing with some family stuff, but he'll be back on Monday morning. So things are happening. It's all very busy here this morning. We do have some interesting guests popping by a little later on.
Okay.
Yes.
Give us some.
We've got Lynn Forbes. Do you know who she is?
Lynn? Yes, I do know who Lynn Forbes is. She is the mother of Keenan Forbes.
That's right. Then who's Keenan Forbes?
Well, he's also known as AKA.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ben's hairy. Oh, made it. Shame, dude. How are you? You managing?
What a week, huh?
Yeah, God really hates you.
Oh, it was like the timing was amazing. I was about to leave and I was like, wow, it's raining. No, the balcony's raining. So the geyser at the top by Hopkins' room just burst.
But did it ruin your room as well, your inside?
Thankfully not, but we got this outside balcony area, which is like astroturfed.
Yeah.
And then it steamed the whole room up, and then Hopkins was like going nuts.
Yeah, well, as a cat would with water.
Yeah, so you got to just drain the water.
God, what a way to start your day.
Turn the thingy off, and then...
This is your hell week, Ben. I want you to make a note of this in your diary, and if next week's also... next year, this time, is also this way, then you've got to stay out of there.
Do you feel like you're being punished for something?
You know what? I feel fine. Like, the bike thing earlier in the week was really annoying. Mm. Mostly because, I was late. But it could have been worse in both situations. I could have had a bad crash and died. And this time around, I could have actually gone inside a room and ruined a carpet. So, yeah.
All right. That's a hell of an attitude. Thank you, Ben. I'm glad you're here. You know, some of us, if our tire exploded and our geezer exploded, we would have used it as an excuse to not be here. I include myself.
I just hate excuses, you know, but these things do hold you back a bit.
All right, so Gord will be in later. I'll tell you how to care for your orchids, because the people from Lifestyle have told me how, and I'm going to try and sound like an expert. I mean, I do kind of know what's going on there, and hopefully we'll be able to help you too. So the reason that Lynn Forbes, a.k.a.'s mom, is coming in, and Mubs is quite right, that's who she is because she is climbing Kilimanjaro in the whole Trek for Mandela thing, which is an annual expedition to summit Africa's highest peak, Mount Kilimanjaro. On Mandela Day, that's the 18th of July. I got an invite yesterday from the Nelson Mandela Foundation to hear Barack Hussein Obama
when
he comes here to speak.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
Sure.
Huh?
That is an invite that you RSVP to immediately.
I did. I jumped on it. So that's very cool. So I'm gonna meet President
Obama!
That's right.
That's right, Pastor Manning.
Imagine how unhappy Pastor Manning would be that I was meeting him. Anyway, so there we go. The last real president of the United States.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
Yeah, all right. Calm down. So lots of things to do. Let's just meet Dabi Singh. I don't think Ben has had a chance to meet her. He rushed in here in a funk because he's just managed to survive a geezer burst. Oh, you did?
Yep.
Okay, good. So Dabi Singh is from, where did you say? From like Boetaville or something?
Yes, it's in the Free State, Boetaville, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something happening there this weekend. What is it?
It's the Nampo Oos Fierce Week.
Sorry, the what?
Nampo Oos Fierce Week. Like, it's a agricultural...
It's a harvest week festival, according to the translation. So, Boetaville, Mubs, in case you didn't know, and this is something I told Dabi Singh, and she was very impressed because she said nobody knows anything about Boetaville.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Mm.
But Boetaville has the most expensive agricultural land in South Africa.
Why?
They grow the mealies, and it's the most expensive per acre of land in South Africa, agricultural land. It's fertile, it's at the right altitude, it's got the right soil constituents, the right amount of water, it's on this very interesting water table. So I don't know anything else about the place. It might be a shithole, but...
I can assure you it's not. It's not. It's not a bad place.
You've got to stand up for your hometown. I understand. It's probably a shithole. But Dabi Singh was telling me that she's a regular attendee of the Oos Fierce.
Huh.
Oh, how did you know?
So what happens? You go there and then what? You drink, you eat?
Well, it's like an expo.
There's a lot of two-tone shirts. And by the way, I'm not just talking about the white farmers, because black farmers go there in two-tone shirts as well.
Okay.
It's like a uniform. So I hope Julius and Buiseni and all these guys know that once they get the land, they're going to have to start wearing two-tone shirts.
Oh,
it's a bit of a mess. Dear.
So I change their mind.
How do you two-tone red? Red and burgundy?
Yeah, you'd go red and burgundy or red and orange. It's going to be cuck. That's the point. It's really not going to look good. But all right, so you're from Boetaville.
Yes, I am.
And you've got two sisters.
I do.
And you're actually a radiographer. So not a... not someone...
She can speak really well.
Is that what a radiographer is, Ben?
Because
that confused... When Dabi Singh signed up to do something in university, she thought, radiography, maybe I'll get into radio.
Yes.
Which, of course, has got nothing to do with radiography, because it's about radiation and reading the X-rays and all of that stuff.
Yes.
So you by far have the most impressive qualifications in this room right now. Good for you.
That's right.
Good
for you. I hate the fact that most people walk in and that's their qualification. You are more qualified than that.
Yes. 9 times out of 10, that's the case.
So she's very impressive. And actually, her whole family has been involved in the health sciences. So that's a good thing. And she decided that she would come and join us for a couple of days and see how it is to intern here. And we'll see how it goes. Maybe if she enjoys it enough, she might end up staying.
Yeah, I look forward to that actually. And above all else, I think I want to have fun.
That's our plan as well.
Yeah,
that's what we try to do every morning.
Oh, wait until you meet Sia on Monday. Oof.
Oh yeah. No, she met Sia. She met Sia on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a little late to the party.
Well, wait until you meet Jane. That's the first person you've really got to get past.
Oh, yeah, that's
everyone
true.
Else is actually really pleasant around here. Like with Jen, you don't know what it's going to be. It's like Russian roulette, but there's more than one bullet.
All right. And as I said, Gord is on the way in as well. So we've got lots going on this morning. It's going to be a busy show. The only thing that I can warn you in advance that you will not get this morning is George Meany. He's unable to join us. He's overseas. He's doing some traveling at the moment. So George will not be in. But that Auto Central show will commence on Monday. So you can always get your dose of whatever you need to know in the world of motoring on Monday. Okay, so we'll get to the news in a second or two. I was just saying to Mabale Ben when you were on your way in that we found out more about that woman who shat in the coffee shop. She's from Canada.
I'm glad more has been arrested.
Yes, no, of course. It's the most interesting story of the year. And then, by the way, I'm very careful and judicious about who I send these videos to on WhatsApp because some people don't react well. You know, I mean, I sent it to my mother. She was not impressed. She thought it was revolting.
Mm.
Didn't want to know more. Was completely horrified. I sent it to other people, and they thought it was great. They laughed, and they wanted to send me stuff, so they did. And there's some very, very cool things that people have been sending in response to that.
I'm glad you brought that up. So as of yesterday on the Gareth Cliff Show Instagram page, what we're going to start doing is when we have a great story or whatever it is, and we do have evidence that will back it up as in like a video or a sound clip, whatever, we'll try to throw it out there. Does the line get drawn at a Canadian woman throwing feces at a waiter? Because we don't want to get into trouble. We don't want to offend too many people.
Well, we need to just gauge it by trying. You know, I always believe you should do something, and if you get into trouble, then you know not to do it again. But to ask for permission beforehand is a very bad strategy.
I mean, look, when it comes back to you, Gareth, I think that's what I'm getting at here, is that what sort of editorial stance do we take of a woman flinging feces?
Flinging feces.
Flinging feces.
Yeah, I don't think we have any editorial stance on this, to be perfectly
honest.
Because, like,
yesterday we had the video of that woman who shot that guy who just took those kids.
Yeah.
That seemed to go quite well. No one was offended. So, I mean, we're gauging it.
I was offended.
We're testing the waters and what video content we're throwing out there.
That guy died, actually.
Oh.
Oh, well, he was a criminal.
Yeah.
We don't care, right?
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not.
Yeah, these are our listeners. Getting up on their soapbox.
I don't know, Ben. I think anybody throwing feces for me, that's already the line crossed. Whether you're a poo protester or you're some demented bitch in a coffee shop, you're all the same to me.
Hey, what's Laurel and Yanni? What is this thing?
Oh,
please explain this to me. Someone tell me what Laurel and Yanni is.
This is people not exercising. That's what it is. They just sit and look at their phone all day. They get drawn in by this.
No, because I was getting stuff from people yesterday while we were talking about these WhatsApp videos and all the rest of it. I don't know what this is, and I'm sorry. I feel like an idiot because I like to be on top of this stuff.
Just play it. Just type it into your internet machine.
I actually emailed you the link.
Thanks, Mavs.
Play it.
So it's... Do you remember last year, or I don't know if it was last year or the year before, we were divided as a people over a dress that that one half of the population saw it as a blue dress, and then the other half saw it as, I think, white.
Yes.
So this is similar to that. There's a clip that gets played, and then apparently some people hear Yanni, and then other people hear Laurel.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, wow. See, okay.
But not everyone that says Yanni is lying.
Okay, Ben, because that's what I heard.
You heard Yanni.
I heard Yanni first, but then I kept, like, this thing played repeatedly, and then eventually I started to hear Laurel. Now I hear both.
All right, well, let me try this. Is it a man-woman thing?
I'm a man, and I heard Laurel, and okay, nobody's a woman. See.
All right, let's just get this clip, and then we can listen to it. Gord's here as well, so maybe he can also have his go. Hey, Gord. All right, let's take a listen. Here it is. All right.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
That's easy. It's Laurel.
It's Yanny.
What? How's this possible?
This is the thing.
Are
this
you,
is
are
the
you just
thing.
Being contrarian
no,
again?
I've
been so far
you,
down this wormhole.
I promise you, I played it last night for the first time.
Laurel.
I heard Yanny first.
Laurel.
Yeah, I had a whole day of Yammy. Laurel. It's like more like Yari, but I had a whole day Laurel. Of Yari.
Yeah.
Heard it 15,000 times.
Yeah.
Even if I listen with half an ear, I'm still only hearing Laurel.
It's in the low Laurel. Frequency, so your ears... some people's more ears are more sensitive Laurel. To lower or higher frequencies. It actually Laurel. Is a recording of a man saying Laurel, Laurel. But in the lower frequencies, some background noise Laurel. Causes it to sound like Yari. And in the normal and higher frequencies, it sounds like Laurel.
But how do you explain Laurel. This? Because I was hearing Yanny, and then eventually I started to hear Laurel, and now I can hear both of them.
Same thing happened to me.
Oh my God, you're mentally, you're going, you're
I
about
promise
to.
You, yeah, now you see, I hear
Gareth's
both.
Gareth's responding like everyone responds when they first hear someone else hear something different. They can't believe it or accept it. But I spent an entire day and a half hearing only Yari.
Yeah.
And then read about it and listened to. Now there's lots of little websites you can find where you can pitch shift it up and down, and actually then you can hear the change yourself.
Oh my God, how incredible.
So once I heard Laurel, I can only hear Laurel now.
Okay.
Unless I use one of these cool things online where you can literally slide it lower or higher, and the higher it gets, the more likely you are to hear Laurel, and the lower it gets, the more you'll hear Yari. Yari.
I mean, look, guys, I love the science, but we played this game earlier with Cocaine and Cooking with Lorna Maseko.
That's true. We started this game.
I mean, it was a much better game than Yanny and Laurel.
Right. You're absolutely right. No, that's true.
So you hear Laurel.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Interesting.
So then what else are you hearing, my buddy, when we say things? You
no, I mean, maybe she's hearing us talking complete gibberish.
Gord was hearing Yanny as well.
Yeah, for a while.
For a while.
And then it laureled and I can't unlaurel
okay, let's,
it.
Okay, let's play that game. What do you hear now?
Can I taste your juice?
Oh, the answer is no.
Are you sure? Because I hear it. And listen again. Maybe they're low frequencies that you're not picking up.
Can I taste your juice?
Still no.
All right, so it's a Friday morning. Sure, the weekend's here again, man.
Thank you, little
yes,
baby
very much.
Jesus.
Anybody doing
Jewish
anything?
God.
Anything exciting this weekend?
Yes.
Any plans? Yes, Ben.
Yes, watching Deadpool tonight.
Me too. Oh, I'm actually going with Ben.
Gord and I are going together.
Look at this. It's a date.
Well, not together. We just got mutual friends and happen to be lumped together.
Yes. All right, we're sitting on opposite ends. You know when you sit all in one row? There's like six of you. I'll be on the opposite end to Ben.
Okay. Yeah.
Please tell me that neither of you are. I know Ben isn't because I've been to a movie with him once or twice, but you don't talk through the movie.
No.
Yeah, I hate that.
No.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, but guys, if there's
going
to be someone
get
talking
into a movie,
like, it's going to be
Gord. Oh, yeah, you just assume.
I just assume. Gord's going to just start pontificating through the second scene.
All right, Laurel. You shut up. And you, Yari, as well.
I don't know why I come through, it. Ben. You just, I'm just here so you could hurt me.
Like, Gord, right. Why are you so late? My geezer burst this morning and I beat you here.
Because I can, Ben.
Fair enough.
Because I can.
Fair enough.
All right. So a lot of people saying, I hear Laurel. Yesterday I heard Yari. Yari. Someone says Yari with an American accent. I was wondering what that was all about. Thank you for clearing it up. It's easy. It's Laurel. See, so people know.
It is actually technically Laurel.
I'm a girl. I hear Yammy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I hear, let's get the hell on with the show.
I agree. Okay, Mubs, what do we got in the news?
Okay, then, we'll begin with Solim Simanga's chief of staff, who apparently has now been fired because it's has been discovered that she just wasn't qualified for her job.
Ooh.
Marietta Oukamp. Oh, she wasn't fired. She resigned as...
Wake up, white people.
As Solim Simanga's chief of staff.
Yes.
She had been placed on special leave on Wednesday after it emerged that she may have misrepresented her qualifications.
Oh, man.
Oh,
why do people do this? If you lie about what degrees you have, you know how easy it is to check?
Very easy.
Why would people do this?
Well, because people like taking a chance and then they want to see how, you know, how far they can get away with things. And she apparently got away with it for a while because, you know, she did have the position and she was being paid nice money for the position as well. Mm-hmm. But yes, no, she has now resigned, probably was forced to resign because, well, she's just not qualified for the job. It's as simple as that.
But she was starting to earn what, like 120,000 rand a month?
Yeah. She was earning
some
good change.
Why is there that much money in public servanting? Why? Yeah. Why?
It's the way it's set up, Ben.
Is she on the pole at night? Is she moving bricks?
Not if you've seen Marita Ocamp.
But why are they earning that much money?
Because that's the way they've set it up.
They've set it up because the ones who earn the money are the ones who set it up.
Like, yes.
How much should we pay ourselves, Oz? I think we're going low. Like,
I say a lot. How about you? Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's pay ourselves a lot.
Yeah, I rate we decide somewhere between 8 grand a month and 128 grand a month. Let's take a vote, Ax.
Right.
What do you scheme?
Yo, and then there was a lot of action on roads in Johannesburg yesterday. Yo, firstly, a 5 suspects got arrested following a cash-in-transit heist in Boksburg yesterday morning.
Did you see this thing?
Yeah, I saw that circulating on social media as well. Wow. 2 cash-in-transit vehicles were bombed. 4 suspects were later arrested at a hotel in Jeppe following a car chase. A rifle and a vehicle were also recovered. Yeah, but it was confirmed that shots were fired before the cash-in-transit heist vehicles were bombed. 2 guards, one who sustained head injuries and one who had leg injuries, were transported to hospital for treatment. Yeah.
So was anybody killed in that?
It was.
I saw like bits of the clip and it was freaking me out, so I didn't watch the whole thing. I was just wondering how many people died.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm more worried about Andrea. Do you know who Andrea is?
Yeah, Andrea was having a tough time.
Jesus.
Who's Andrea?
I'll play it for you. You'll hear now.
Okay.
You're gonna get the full scoop.
Oh.
I don't let you down. Okay, you want to know who Andrea is. So some of the video was recorded by a guy in a car, clearly. That's the one that everybody's mostly seen.
Yes.
But there was another piece of video that was recorded by someone who is in an office. And I don't know who Andrea is, but Andrea is the woman in the office, and the person who's filming is telling her to calm down because Andrea is clearly freaking out with this shooting that's going on. Here's the video clip.
James. Relax, Andrea, relax. Don't stress yourself. Don't stress yourself. Andrea, relax. Relax. Relax, Andrea. So let's go in Esom's office.
Andrea's having a shitty time, is the point, right?
But it's the one who's trying to calm Andrea down.
Motherfucker! Andrea, go in the... Andrea, go!
By the way, if you'd watched Bantu Holomisa on ENCA last night, you wouldn't have got the full audio. So let me... These people get upset. Listen, I mean, this poor chick is like, she's freaking out and she's worrying about Andrea, but I mean, she's the one who's like...
Quick! Holy shit!
At this point, Andrea's shat on the floor, like that woman in that video. Sounds like crackers going off, huh? That was a gunshot.
Terrible.
Wow.
Holy
and a bomb.
Shit. There's 2 trucks. And 2 cars.
And Andrea.
And same, and Andrea.
We should try to track Andrea down and just ask her if she's all right.
I'm worried about her now. I don't even know who she is and I'm worried about
her. Andrea was probably sitting there chilled, looking a little bit distressed. And this lady is the one that's freaking out.
Wow.
Oh, stay down. Right. Wow, I love her.
And people burst into the office and like say, stay down, and everybody... But this is at some car dealership on the other corner of the street.
Yeah. Boksburg, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I mean, gunshots are serious things. They can go through doors and...
But in Boksburg? Not really.
Gunshots are not serious things
in
Boksburg.
Well, look, guys, as someone who has survived a cash-in-transit heist, these are very, very highly skilled individuals, normally with army training.
Yes.
And the guns that usually have are AK-47s, R5, R4 rifles. And yes, those do pierce through...
Yeah, doors and that everything. Kind of stuff.
Do they pierce through glass? I mean, do they shatter the glass and then hit you?
Oh, yes.
Well, what do you think is stronger, a door or a glass?
I mean, it goes through. Feel like that.
No, are you hearing?
And by the way, it'll go straight through you as well.
It will.
Sure.
It'll go straight through your meat as it will a car door. So you don't really, I mean, yeah, you want to be like Andrea, under the table.
Yeah.
Just
Just calm yourself, Andrea.
Yeah.
Just gyrating a bit. You want to get out of their way.
Look, this woman here was obviously very concerned about Andrea.
Well,
yes. She showed a lot of affection in that moment.
But it's not like Andrea was screaming or anything. So what was she doing that would... Andrea's probably just sitting there on her phone.
Ben,
like,
were you there? You don't know what Andrea was doing.
No, but I get the sense that Andrea was just looking a bit shaken, and the one that's screaming is like, oh my God, Andrea! Andrea, just calm down!
She's
suddenly
projecting. She's projecting her anxiety onto Andrea.
Jeez, Andrea, just relax!
Okay, so that was in Boksburg. Yeah. And then in Sandton.
Yes.
Sure. Police are investigating a murder case after a man was shot dead in Sandton.
That's
in the
horrible.
Afternoon. So Boksburg had the early morning start. And then Sandton decided we're also going to get lit by the time the afternoon rolled around. A criminal opened fire on a bikie carrying four occupants on the William Nicol and Sandton Drive intersection before racing off on his motorcycle.
What?
Yeah. The bikie stopped at the nearest garage where the man was then declared dead on the scene. Two other occupants were wounded during the shooting. And the
guy's on the back of a bucky?
The guy is on a motorcycle. He pulls up at the bucky. He starts shooting, and then he just drives off.
That's drive-bys, yo. That's like, you know who you...
That sounds like Pakistani mafia to me.
Guys,
specifically the Pakistanis. They draw the motorbikes, right?
Oh, God, they're the up-and-coming mafia.
The up-and-coming guys are the most hungry. They're the most dangerous.
So, yeah, police are now investigating this murder. It's all just very perplexing.
Good Lord, this is... You know, we live in a really dangerous place. Just in case you were. By the way, the people of Gaza are saying you guys got it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Still, it's not cool.
No, it's horrible.
But just on that, credit to the police. Like, they went full force in Boksburg. They stormed this hostel. They rounded these guys up.
Did they find them?
Yeah
they arrested four or five of them.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so then they managed to retrieve money, the stolen cars, the whole deal. It was quick. I mean, obviously in Boksburg, you're expecting crime, so you're there. But I mean, still, you got to give credit where it's due here.
Oh, absolutely. Job well done.
Well,
you know, Becky Tyler, we're looking at you, police minister. Good job.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, if this was razzmatazz, he would have taken out billboards and ad campaigns showing how cool this is with him with smiling, standing on a perpetrator.
Yeah,
like a trophy hunter with a gun, foot on its back, gun there.
Remember, he used to put that stuff on social media. Criminals, you got no place. Crime will be finished by Christmas.
In his office with like mounted heads, taxidermed heads on wooden shields.
I kind of think Becky Tele might have some taxiderm, what would you call them, stuffed heads on his back wall as well. I like the way this guy talks. He says, criminals, watch out, we're going to get them. Listen to this. Here's a quick piece of footage of him with his hat on, by the way. He looks like a mafia don with that hat on.
Criminals think that they can terrorize these communities. They think they can do as they wish. They cannot be. We are declaring that there will be serious reversal. We'll fight with all power, energy we have to protect the people of South Africa.
In a statement, Minister, you made mention of people who tarnish the name of the police, who people to go. I mean, as we've seen on social media, there was a guy during the Randburg shooting who is also a policeman, allegedly. I mean, what kind of reaction do you have to that and have these facts?
All right, anyway, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but basically he's just on the warpath. He says, criminals, watch out, I'm coming for you. And I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of Becky Taylor.
We have some really, really good police in this country.
We do.
I mean, we vilify the fact that we have a lot of corrupt police, and everyone's had an experience at the Metro Cops roadblock where you get blatantly asked for $100 to get to go through and that. But
and we then pay them, so we're just as
guilty. We're just as bad. But I mean, you really do get some that go above and beyond, and I don't know if anyone's ever like dealt with reporting a crime or something. I've had experiences where like a person was genuinely way more helpful than perhaps their job obliged them to be, and you get some that go out there and really fight hard for like stopping these dudes.
Yeah
Very good.
Okay, and then lastly, F&B yesterday launched a new service which allows individuals and businesses to open bank accounts within a few minutes simply by taking a selfie and uploading it onto the bank's app.
Ooh, that doesn't sound very foolproof.
According to the CEO, Jacques Sellius, the name of the service is called Selfie, and it is the bank's latest step towards paperless banking. He said the app will move the bank from being a digital innovator to being a data-driven contextual platform disruptor.
Might be time for me to change banks again.
That's a lot of words.
Data-driven context. Just one more time there, please, Maps.
No,
it's time to change
those
banks.
Those are all the words.
God, I'm exhausted. Like, I'm Andrea right now. After going...
Calm down, Maps.
After going through that sentence. So, with Selfie... F&B existing and new customers upload their selfies onto the F&B app.
Mm-hmm.
It captures biometric information about you. The app is then linked to the Home Affairs Department, and it uses Google Maps to validate your address, doing away with paperwork for proof of residence.
Mm.
It took around 18 months and more than 500 technical staff members to build this app. So,
I gotta say, I'm not impressed.
Oh, okay.
So basically, you give it an address, and if that address exists on Google, then it's cool, and you use a face, and if that face is a face, then you can open a bank account.
Yeah, right. You know, feel like opening a bank account, just take a selfie.
Good thing there aren't any pictures of Gareth's face out there in the public domain, or you might be in trouble.
Or you just hop onto someone's Instagram account and steal one of their pictures, and suddenly, voila, you've got a bank account.
Yeah.
This sounds like a mess. But let's see. I'm not going to be the first to try it. Okay, cryptocurrencies this morning. Bitcoin is at $8,063.66, and Ethereum is trading at $688.89. There we go. I don't have any good or bad news on that front. It's just pretty much where it's been for the last couple of days. It's time for us to get to Ben and see what's going on in the sport. Take it away, Ben. All right.
How much did it cost Patrice Motsepe to bring Barcelona to South Africa?
100 million rand.
Decent guess, Mubs. The Spanish press are saying it's between 45 million and 105 million. Now, I know that's quite a broad spectrum there. So
yeah. Rant. Can they narrow it down, please?
So these are different reports, obviously. So let's just say it cost, let's go in the middle, let's just say it cost 70 million to bring Barcelona out. That doesn't include, of course, they came out in a private chartered plane. So not just some cargo vessel with a few straps. Obviously, it's like they chartered some really fancy plane. So they came in and they went out in the same day. So that's a lot of money. But that's okay because Patrice is worth... How much is he worth?
Yeah, he can do what he wants.
He's worth a lot of zeros.
He's worth around 25 billion rand.
Yeah, I think anyone who tells anyone else what to do with their money must shut up.
Yeah.
You earn your own.
Immediately. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think... what a hero. You talk about people doing great things in sport. This match, whether you like it or not, whether it was legal or not, whether Messi didn't play enough time or not, good on you, Patrice. Look at you. Mm. He could easily just keep his money and, I don't know, do horrible things. But this is a good thing.
The
more people get involved in football, how many cash and transit heists happened during that match?
Zero.
Exactly, because everyone's too busy watching football. This is the whole thing.
So actually an interesting model of governance by Ben Kapinski. Like, have really interesting football matches all the time and no one will be able to do crime.
Fikile Mbalula. That's Ben learned from him.
How much crime was there in the World Cup?
Minimal.
Less.
Very little. But
less. If we're all playing sport, we're all watching sport, and we all want to be around sport, there's less time for crime because we see life in a better way.
Okay.
As simple as that, guys. So Patrice,
Super Sport's new intro music. No time for crime. It's Super Sport.
There we go. We are saving the world every minute in the show.
I like that, Gord.
Salad, Gord. Voice it, salad. That's the campaign right there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. In other football news, this Ajax Cape Town thing. Jeepers, this is just becoming dodgier and dodgier. Ajax Cape Town CEO, Ari Efstahayo.
Hold on, before you say this name, it sounds like it's going to be a complicated name. Are you okay, Andrea?
Ari Efstahayo.
Andrea's on the line, just hang on.
It's okay, Andrea. Andrea, it's okay.
Ajax Cape Town CEO, Ari Efstahayo. Oh, I think I actually got it that time.
Yeah.
That's got to be a typo, dude.
Nonsense.
No, he's... Cool, it's not a typo. It's called culture, Ingrid. He is now outraged about this whole Ajax Cape Town situation, right? Because, you know, you think, like, how can you make this much of a boo-boo playing an ineligible player? Well, there's a lot of gray areas in this whole player eligibility thing because FIFA say you're allowed to be, you can't be involved with three teams, as in playing for three teams in the calendar season, but these seasons do overlap sometimes. So if you play in a certain league that finishes a certain time to another league, is that, anyway, I'm not going to get into it because it's a very long story. Sport24 has put a very good article together around this where they do actually break it all down. But let's just take it right to the end. Let's just say Ajax win their case right now. Okay, so as you know, Platinum Stars, Black Leopards, Jomo Cosmos, these guys are all playing this promotion relegation thingy. So let's just say that runs its course and, I don't know, Jomo Cosmos make the Premier League into the PSL.
All right.
Let's just say that happens. Happy days. But then Ajax turns out aren't actually guilty. The points have to be reinstated. This promotion relegation thing, what's going to happen then? The guys have fought, well, honestly, to get into the league, but now the court has said that Ajax isn't actually guilty of anything. So now they get reinstated. Now you've got an extra team. This is such a disaster waiting to happen. And Ari is saying that, you know, there's powers that be within PSL which are kind of making some rather subjective calls on this. Hmm. And he probably has a good point because, as we said, PSL, controversy, well, where have we heard those two words together? So he's trying to fight the good fight, and obviously he's going to throw all he can at the lawyers here to get this done. But it's going to take a long time, and it's going to be an absolute mess. So the start of the next PSL season is just going to be, it's ridiculous. It's going to be more ridiculous than me trying to pronounce names of more than five syllables.
Right.
Oh. In other football news, Mohamed Salah, got that name right because it's rather easy. The Egyptian footballer who's become an absolute god because he's won the Golden Boot, the Player of the Year in England, he's just been the best. His boots are now part of an exhibition. Yeah.
Yes.
The British Museum's Egyptian collection. Now, what would you expect to find there? Ancient pharaohs, stuff from the pyramids, whatever. Yes,
sure.
All of that, plus his boots. Seriously, his boots are part of the exhibition. He's become an absolute god, they say, and this is how big sport is in life. If you ever question it, or you ever think this isn't the most important feature of the show, which it is, go look at the London Museum's Egyptian exhibit. Mm-hmm. There are now a pair of football boots in there.
Wow, right next to the pharaohs and
the
sphinxes. And okay,
exactly what's going on there. Okay. Of course, the next time you'll see Mohamed Salah play, where he'll either be a god or a pretty average guy next to Ronaldo, that'll be next weekend for the Champions League final. Speaking of finals football, this weekend is the Nedbank Cup final. Now, there's been so much happening within PSL, local football. We've got this whole Ajax controversy. Barcelona playing Sundowns. There's the Chiefs violence. There's all kinds of things. But for the love of football, can we all just come together and enjoy the Nedbank Cup final? It's at the Cape Town Stadium, Maritzburg United, Free State Stars. Of course, Maritzburg United, a much better season this time around. Free State Stars have been competitive. The fact they're in a competitive final like this is a good thing for both teams. They'll be at 7 o'clock this Saturday. So for the love of football, everything else can just step aside. We enjoy that final, hopefully. The other big Cup final for the weekend is the FA Cup final, which sees Gord's team, Manchester United, taking on nobody's team right now because they're not winners, Chelsea. That'll be at 6:15. Yes. Chelsea, well, they're about to have their coach being given the flick because he failed to get into the top four in the English Premier League. And, of course, they were dicked in Europe as well. So, Conte, you're not going to see that floppy middle parting for quite some time, I think. This will be his last run out. And Jose Mourinho, he'll make quite certain that he'll rub it in his nose because, you know, there's been various spats with Mourinho and Conte, who had a great start in England. Obviously, he won the league and he's like, yay, I'm amazing as a 5'2" person can be. And Jose basically said, you know, you actually ain't shit. Well, obviously, he said some more European languages around that, but that's the sentiment.
All right.
And look at that. Jose's right. This is Conte's last time in the sun.
It'll be a competitive game, though, I think.
Yeah, me too.
Pretty good draw. What do you call it? It's pretty good matchup.
I believe so. Gord, they're both obviously a decent leap, I think, at the moment behind Man City, of course, which was shown in the league. Mm. Both of them out of Europe. Both of them disappointing at times, but there's quality there on both sides.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that. Ibn Etzebeth. Well, there were reports this week that he'll be back soon. Very soon. Robbie Fleck, Stormers coach, said, "Not blow it out your ass. He's only coming back in July."
So, he said those words? Wow. Okay,
you might have lost in translation because he's in Hong Kong at the moment. But this is terrible reporting from the media to think that people are speculating how desperate they are to have this guy back for the box. Is that they're willing him back well before the time. Robbie Fleck just basically laughed it off and said, "We're only looking at this guy in July." So, I mean, he hasn't even passed a medical yet. He's about 85% fit at best. So we're not even considering him. So how the box can consider him for the junior internationals, that is just outrageous. Outrageous. The ICC, they are, well, they're sweating at the moment. Because you know that they don't really run cricket. They're sort of there, and Dave Richardson smiles and says yes a lot. And it's just a whole, it's a waste of time, really.
Because the real bosses are in India.
Exactly. Yeah. So now the ICC this week released a report about the threats to world cricket. And when they say world cricket, they're basically saying ICC salaries, because they are worried that a rival league is going to set up, rival administrations are going to set up, the best players are going to become a little more contracted elsewhere, and the ICC is not going to be able to have this, the full support of all the unions, which it's cuck for Dave and his mates in Dubai, but cricket could be the best thing, because these guys have dragged their feet in a lot of things. And if there's a rival union that's going to come out and make things happen, then great. One of the big things is the Test World Championship. ICC have been saying, yeah, we're going to do it, we're going to do it, we're going to do it. Forever and ever. But now, there's like this rival stuff on the go. Suddenly, they're like, yep, it's going to happen beginning of 2019. And then it will run until June 10th, 2021. It's funny when you light a fire into someone's ass how things finally start to happen in life. Anil Kumble, he's been consulting on this whole thing. So it looks like it's finally going to happen. There's a whole bunch of other things they're going to consult on, but after the ICC start talking, or after they start talking for about 2 minutes, you generally zone out because it's all hot air and bollocks. But that Test Championships is a big deal. My only problem with this is obviously they're going to tell England, well, England's going to host the final. So you can play around the world, you play your home and aways, you develop points, all that kind of stuff, and then you go to Lords and it might rain for 3 days.
Oh.
So it's just, it makes common sense. Do not play it where it rains a lot. I mean, like, just think, this Test World Championship isn't just a little kick around. This will take place over 2 years. 2 years. You get to the final after 2 years and it pisses
That's
with rain?
Ridiculous.
I don't want to take any chances, but ICC will just answer to whoever. He scored.
You always sell cricket so well for me, Ben. I'm very excited for all of that. But
one
the
of
danger.
I pride myself on gold.
The danger is basically that you could end up like boxing, where you can't get the best people to play against each other because they're in different. Yeah. Federations that don't see eye to eye.
That's a good analogy. And lastly, your Super Rugby fixtures for the weekend. Today, Hurricanes will take on the Raiders 9:35. Sunwolves hosting the Stormers in Hong Kong. That'll be at 7:15. And then the Blues versus the Crusaders 9:35. Waratahs will host the Highlanders 11:45. All these games, of course, Saturday. The Sharks will take on the Chiefs at 3:05. The Lions host the Brumbies in Hillbrow. 5:15. Emirates Airline Park, as they like to call it. And then Hakawateth. They will host the Bulls, 20 to midnight. Oh, controversy there. Sanzar realized that they keep cocking this whole referee situation up. They changed the ref there at the last minute.
Right.
But that's all I'll say on that matter. More sport on the Monday.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ben. All right, that's a quick wrap of the news and the sport for this morning. We'll get to some more of the cool stuff later on. We've also got Lynn Forbes popping by. That's AKA's mom. She's about to climb Kilimanjaro and find out all about that. And we've got plenty more to come this morning. In fact, I've got to tell you about this, because I don't know if you have what Ben calls orchids.
Oh, yes. Those things that you put on your bedside table that die after 2 or 3 weeks.
Orchids? Yes. What did someone else call them?
Orchids.
Orchids.
Yes.
That's right, orchids. They're actually called orchids. So they're those beautiful flowers that, you know, if you're really, really sharp, you can keep them alive for a couple of months. But if you're like me, they last maybe a couple of weeks.
It's the gift of a sense of failure that you give a friend. Like, fail at this.
Fail at this.
Happy birthday.
Right. But it actually doesn't take too much to look after orchids. I'll tell you some useful information that the guys over at Lifestyle Home Garden have given me to help you look after your orchids. They are very delicate, and many people find this a very daunting task. But they're actually tougher than people think. These flowers are not miserable and pathetic. They actually grow in tropical areas. And they sometimes grow among predators and storms and high winds and heat and humidity.
Mosquitoes.
Yes, I mean, they survive. So here are a few very, very basic instructions that will help you to ensure that these beautiful flowers keep lighting up your life, because they're expensive too. You don't want to buy them and then they're dead after a couple of weeks. May as well buy a bunch of flowers then. And that's a stupid gift to give, because they're going to die. They can't carry on. So here it is. Orchids prefer to be indoors. They like bright light. So this means
bright light indoors.
But no direct sunlight, because that'll dry them out.
Okay.
So just put them in a naturally well-lit area. So in other words, you know, close to a window, but not in direct sunlight. Mm. That's usually the first thing you need to do. Second thing you could do, you could tell if your orchid is in the right position by looking at the leaves. If they are sort of an apple green, then it's receiving the perfect amount of light. If the leaves are dark green, they're not getting enough.
Mm.
This is handy. It does the, it tells you. It's talking to you.
Yes. They're a little bit like the liberals, the social justice warriors of the plant world. They'll let you know if
they'll
something's wrong, and if you just give them what they want, they calm down.
So if they go yellow, what do you think?
They haven't got a safe space, and somebody has taken away their right to self-expression.
Well, in this case, too much sunlight, but yes.
Same difference.
Same thing. So if they're dark green, not enough light. If they're yellow, too much light. Apple green color,
and
perfect.
If they're dead, then they've gone into the light.
Correct. So orchids prefer to be in a small container with lots of drainage. It's therefore better to keep them in their original pot that you get them in. And if you want to put that in a bigger pot for a more decorative appeal, then you can.
Okay.
Okay, but don't transfer the
plant. So they prefer a small pot, but they can also go in a big pot.
No, well, just don't transfer them. Keep them in the little pot. And you can always put the little pot in the big pot if you need to do that.
Got it?
This is important.
I'm with you. I have recently had orchid failure, so I'm very keen to know how to get it right next time.
They like the air humid and would enjoy it if you sprayed a little mist around every now and then.
Of course.
Because they come from tropical places. They don't come from the dry eye felt. All right? Orchids should only be watered as they start to dry out because constant wetness will cause the roots to rot. Yes, you heard that right. You'll rot their feet. Now, that's not fun for humans, so why would it be fun?
No, root rot's never good.
No. The best way to water orchids is to soak the entire pot in a basin of water for 15 minutes and then allow the excess water to drain out of the bottom of the pot. Repeat this only when the growing medium inside the pot feels dry to the touch. So let it dry out.
Let it dry.
Let it dry. Let it dry. Oh, let it dry.
We all grow like orchids when we're dry.
That's correct. When your orchid drops all its flowers, it is not dead.
Okay, so how do I know when it is dead? Because I'm pretty sure mine was dead, but I may have chucked it while it was just in a restorative
phase. When it turns to wood.
Yeah, I've had that. Okay. Right.
Okay. So it is still alive. And if you
but
look
then you have a lovely stick, so no, orchids keep on giving even after.
You've got to have a little rehabilitation area somewhere in the house, all right? So here's what you need to do. You have to look after it. It'll bloom again in the next flowering season. Once all the flowers have dropped, feed it with an orchid. You get a food stuff, and you can get this at Lifestyle Home Garden. If you need to know more, you can also visit their blog. They've got a basic orchid guide. If you don't believe me and you don't believe Gord, go and read it for yourself. And you can go and see what to do with your orchids. That's www.lifestyle.co.za, and you'll find the Orchid Care Guide.
In all seriousness, though, an orchid when thriving is a really beautiful thing.
It's fantastic.
And I just take the piss a little bit because I literally recently, in the last couple of months, didn't get it right and felt super disappointed with myself. So I think I had it way too close to a window.
There we go. Look for the leaf color, it must be?
Yellow if it's getting too little light, and green if it's getting too much.
No, wrong.
It must be white.
If it's getting yellow, it's getting too much sun. If it's getting dark green, it needs more.
Okay, easy to remember. Yellow sun.
Right.
Too much sun. Got it.
Okay. Next week, we'll be talking about plants in your bathroom. We've been discussing the benefits of indoor plants, and there are many that suit the humid space of your bathroom and can help you to create a botanical sanctuary right where you do your business.
Yeah, well, like that's the thing. Depends on how much business you do and how many plants survive.
The plants, they pull all the bad shit out of the air as well. It's a good thing to have. Trust me, and there are certain plants that you want around. Bathrooms can be beautiful if you put the right things in them.
Well, good luck to any plant that wants to go to an airport bathroom.
Oh,
cheap as those places are war zones.
Like.
No.
And there's those dudes that always say, "Welcome to my office." You know those dudes.
Yeah, but there's going to be someone who's heard it for the first time.
And it thinks it's a great shtick. Yeah, but I do tip those dudes because they sometimes they leap into action. Like you're about to go into a cubicle, you've got baggage on board that's just flown long distance, and they jump in and they're like, zhuzh the place. And I always feel a bit bad, like, come on, no, dude, it's cool, I can handle it. And then you got to tip those dudes. Sometimes they go above and beyond.
No, that's absolutely right. So choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden and find out more by going to their website. And you can find all kinds of other info too. So if you're interested in this stuff, there is no shortage of useful material. Lifestyle.co.za if you want to know more. Pop in and see them this weekend. The weekend is a good time to go and check out a place like that.
Yeah.
All right. We got the news. coming up. We've got lots of things to talk about. We also have to check on Andrea. Apparently, Andrea was a pregnant woman in the office.
Okay. Well,
oh, that's
see
cool.
Then.
Yeah. The homies all jumped up like, at all costs, protect the pregnant lady. Sure. That's actually really cool. Nice. All shit aside.
Yeah. So there we go. That's how Andrea features in our lives now.
You know.
Oh. Not cool, Mubs? People look after each other in a crisis.
They do. They do.
There are nice people in the world. Yeah. Okay. When we come back, we'll hit some news. Stick around. CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.